Okay, we're starting Hilchos She'elah Fikaron today. As the Rambam is going to explain what the topic is here, Yesh B'chol Mishteim B'sasa Seh, Rishonah Din Shalom. The first halakhas or mitzvahs have to do with that has to applies to borrowers. So Shniyah Din Shomachinah. The second one has to apply is the halakhas that apply to someone who watches something else without being paid. So we've seen this in Hilchos Sliros in the beginning of it, introduced these different categories. And now the Rambam is going to focus here on a Shoel and Shomachinah. Okay, Parag Halakh Allah, Pashol Kilim, Obehemah, Yotzbehem, Shama Talta Mechavero. Let's say a person borrows an animal or baseball cards from his friend from movable property, and it gets lost or stolen. Even if there's if it's way out of his control, for instance, the animal was injured or was captured or died. So the borrower must pay the entire amount. So it's clear from the Torah he must pay. This only applies when the loss took place at the time he was working with the animal. Let's say he borrows the animal from his friend to thresh or to plow, and it dies while plowing, then it's pata. All right. But if it dies prior to starting to plow, or after plowing, or let's say he rode on it, or he used it to thresh instead of plowing, let's say, or at the time of riding on it, then he must pay. So if I borrow an animal from another person to walk to a certain place, who makes a tata and it dies under me while I'm leaning it in that on that road, or shashal dully lamalospa when you come aboard, bashas malloy. But let's say I what do you call it, ask to borrow a bucket to fill water with it, and it falls apart while filling water into it. Oh, shashal kardam lufatsabo itzim nishgrab aisha patsabo machmasabikua, or let's say I ask to borrow an axe to cut wood and it breaks because I'm chopping the wood. He's always examined. Because he borrowed it to perform this specific task and he didn't change the task, so that's why he is on the hook. Halacha beis hashol behem mechavero mesa. So halacha beis hashol behem mechavero mesa. B'tana shol shabashas malacha mesa. So let's say a person borrows an animal from someone else, it dies, but the borrower makes a claim that it died while he was working with it. Imayom makom shashol leilachbo makom shmeyadim mitzuyin sham. Let's say it, if he borrowed it to travel to a place where people normally are found, Yavi Raya Mesa and then Sabashas Malacha, he's got to bring proof that the animal died or while he was working with it, Shaloshinabah, and he didn't change or deviate it from its original function, the Yiftar, and then he's exempt from paying. Yavi Raya, but he can't bring a proof, Mishalim, he's got to pay. Shalimen Lamalos Ba'afar Shibachor Baso. Let's say he borrowed an animal to help put dirt into a hole on his property, Shana Edim Sun Sham, but there's no witnesses there. Let's say he wanted to borrow a bucket to fill the cistern that's inside his house, and what he called the bucket was destroyed in the cistern. Imhebi raya, he brings proof. Yiftar af mishua, he's part of even from making a shvua. Im lav, if not, yishva shoal shvua sa shomrim shemesav shas malacha. So then he's got to make a shvua that borrowers do that the thing died while it was in his presence. Yiftar, and then he's exempt from paying. The hand called piyotze bazeh. Let's say a person borrows a glass from his friend and it breaks. So we have to evaluate like you would with all the damages. We evaluate how much it was worth when it was in good shape. And how much it's worth now. Return the plea to him. Or the broken, the injured animal. And he pays the difference. Also, if the animal died, he returns the carcass back to the owners, and he pays for the decrease in value. When a person borrows an animal, he must provide food for the animal from the time that he takes it, so to speak, until he finishes the malacha, or the borrowing of it. If, for instance, the meat goes down in value, he's got to pay for that difference. However, if the meat got lower quality because of the work that was done, Pater, he's exempt. He just has to make a shvua to back up his claim that the reduction in the quality of the meat happened while it was working. If a person borrows, let's say, a glass from his friend, or behema, or an animal stam, without any stipulations at all, then the lender can require him to return the object anytime he wants. Shal is van kasa, but if he borrowed it for a fixed period of time, kimach mashach, once he takes it, bizacha, and he has rights to it, the owners cannot take the thing back until the completion of the borrowing period of time. Vafilu mesa shaw, even if the borrower dies, haray yoshem mishtamshem b'sheila atzav hazman, the inheritors can actually make use of this borrowing until the end of this fixed time. V'dinu alokeach, kone aguf kinyan olam b'damim, right? So we know the Rambam is going to justify this principle. We know that when a person purchases something, he purchases the body of the thing itself in return for the money. But Shanatana Kamatana Kana Guf Kinyan Olam, right? The renter bought it, the body of the thing for its produce, Atzman Katsav, the Dhamim, for fixed time with money, Shanasan, that he gave. And the borrower went ahead and acquired this object for getting benefit from rent without giving anything. Kashem Shanosain Kimboker, just like a person giving is like a seller. Shani Yoko Laksa can he can't go back at any point in time in the deal. Kakamashkil, so to the lender, Kim Masker is like a renter. Shani Yoko Laksa himself as well. He can't go back during that period of time. Now, let's say the father dies and leaves his sons a cow that he borrowed and it died. So then they're not the, what do you call it, on the hook for any loss that happens to the animal. Let's say he thought it belonged to the father, and they went ahead and they slaughtered and ate it. They pay for the reduction in value of the meat or the cheaper end of the meat. But let's say the father left them real estate. Who may send it died, or should the poor, they slaughtered the animal, Mishaman, they can pay what the loss from the real estate. Let's say I borrow a screwdriver from my friend to do a malacha. Zero. So the lender can't take it back. He can't take it from him until he finishes that task. Let's say he borrows an animal from him to travel to a particular place. The lender can't take it from the borrower until he goes to that place and returns. Let's say a person asks his friend, give me your shovel so I can dig out this garden. He can only dig out that garden specifically. He can't dig out a different garden. Let's say he said just any garden, Oderbo Pardes Acher, right? And he goes ahead and uses it, what do you call it? He uses it for any garden he wants, Eze Shirta. Shalul Oderbo Pardesim, let's say he borrowed it to dig up lots of gardens, Oderbo Kol Pardesim Shalo. Then he can go ahead and dig all the orchards that he owns, Vafil Nishkas Kol Barzal, even if this iron, the metal of the shovel gets destroyed, Matzo and Natsar Shal Eitz, he can give back just the wooden handle, Vachin Kol Kiyotze Bazeh. Halachaches. Let's say a person borrows a kli to use it. He says to him, lend me this thing because you're such a generous person. What he's basically saying is that don't lend it to me like you lend on other things. Rather from the goodness of your heart, right, and from your generosity. That you're not really particular about the time, even if it's long. So if the kinyan is established, right, with the lender, the borrower can keep it forever. Until the kli no longer has a function and tasks, and he has returned, for instance, the broken pieces. The borrower cannot fix it and then make it useful again. Let's say the person says, "Lend me this a stone thing of water, a kli of water." When Arasan, he gets destroyed. He cannot go ahead and rebuild it. Shukas Stam Benarasa. Let's say he says, lend me what do you call it? A stone kli. Yeshulibnosa, and then he has to rebuild it. Amalo Ishwani Makum Shukas im let's say he said, lend me the place of this kli. Im Kanamiyana Mashio, if the Kenyan's made with the lender, Harayashol Bona, the borrower builds it, Bola Pakarka, and he what do you call it? And he can use it. He can use the land of the lender until what do you call it? The kli's return to him. Because it can be used to irrigate the land or feed the animals, like he made with the stipulation. Let's say a person borrows a hotel from someone else to sleep in. If he just says lina to spend a night, it's not less than a night. If he says to spend the Shabbos, it means the less than 2 days. Lenosim, if it means for marriage, in pachos shoshiyam, doesn't mean less than 30 days. Shol cholok mechaver leil chol beis avel. Let's say a person borrows a shirt from his friend to go to a house of mourning. Kadesh yilech viachzor. He may keep it for the time it goes and returns. Shol lo beis mishnah kol osayom. If it's for a wedding, he can keep it for the entire day. Shol lo asos mishnah shelo. If he borrows it for his own wedding, ein pachos mishav yomim. That is never less than 7 days. That ends Perek Aleph, and we will continue with Perek Beis next time.